Yo, this is Cam coming to the Real Life Relatable Story Tribe with more positive vibes as usual. I hope everybody's having a blessed day or night or evening or morning or wherever you may be when you are listening to this podcast. I hope that everybody is feeling great and moving forward to be the next best thing for their life, or they're changing into a greater person, or they're just feeling great as usual and they want to continue feeling great, and the way that they can do that is listening to this podcast, or they're just feeling good and they stumbled upon this podcast. No matter where you are, no matter how you stumbled upon this, I want to say welcome, and I want to say welcome back to the people that have been here. Welcome with open arms to the people that are new. This is another spoken word today. This spoken word is probably going to be about patience and how you could have, how you should have patience with God. How you should always be patient and keep on doing what you're doing. And, you know, if it's through his will, how he should always do it. This spoken word is going to be off the top of my head, but I'm definitely going to watch my words because I don't want to say anything wrong about, you know, Jesus, don't ever want to mix my words with saying something wrong or detour anybody the wrong way, but I'm going to say things within the terms that I know, and I'm not going to really try to throw anybody in the wrong direction. That's all for the intro. I appreciate you all for still being fans and still being subscribed to somebody who says they're going to be on schedule but kind of isn't. I appreciate it. And if y'all ever are up to it, if y'all ever want to still keep seeing this podcast up and running and being the best that it can be on a daily schedule, I would love for you guys to donate. If not $10, I can understand. If not $5, I can understand. If not, you know, $1, I can understand. But feel free, if you are subscribed, then if I have made you feel some sort of happiness out of making a spoken word, out of making a podcast, or just giving motivation, or making you feel like you can attack the day with strength instead of sadness, then I would love, if not those large amounts of money, then $1 would be much appreciated. So thank you. God bless. Mad love. Much appreciated. Love y'all. And I will see y'all in the next segment of this spoken word episode for the Real Life Relatable Story Tribe podcast. I'll see y'all in the next one. Peace.
Patience. Something that we all have to acquire, something that we all have to get used to, something that we love so much, but to some extent that we hate, something that we really like and then something we dislike, something we may cherish for all of our life, something that we have to conquer, something that we would love to control so well, but sometimes we don't have enough patience to control it, to hold things off. Sometimes there are times where we don't have enough patience to understand certain things. We aren't able to wait long enough. We aren't ready for that because the mind is full of instant gratifications of wanting this and wanting that and being there and being here at certain times, of wanting to be in charge so much to the point where patience disappears. We have to take control of that patience. We have to learn it like the greatest skill on this earth, and we have to get used to it. We are free to choose whatever and do whatever we want. That is totally fair. God has given us that choice to choose. He's given that to us all the way throughout our lives, all the time, from day one till day's end. And that is a forever thing. But besides choosing, we also have to choose to acquire that patience and be patient enough to wait for what we want in this world, for what we need as well. Patience is very important, whether it's something you want or whether it's something you need or whether it's anything in this world. You have to learn that. That is a skill that is not just given, but it's a skill that is driven within your mind and your body that you have to have. Yes, it can be given to others by people looking at you having that patience. Therefore, they might learn from you to have patience as well. But it's no better than going through certain circumstances in life for somebody to acquire the same patience that you have. There are certain hardships that make us have this patience. I repeat the word patience over and over and over again to make sure that the listeners are having enough patience to be with me no matter how much I may say this word, because patience is important. Do you have enough patience to get to the end of this spoken word? Do you have enough patience to get what you want? to get what you need? Do you have enough patience to wait for Jesus' timing? To wait for his perfect timing? Not the timing that you want. Not the timing that you think you deserve. Not the timing that is right there for you. Not the timing that is going to fill that instant gratification inside of your mind. The timing that acquires patience. Do you think you have that patience? I'm still working on that patience. And I feel throughout time, you soon enough will have that patience. Yo, this is Cam coming back into the intro just to let y'all know. Coming back into the outro. Isn't that funny? Anyways, just want to come back to y'all to tell y'all that you guys are appreciative, that I love y'all, and if you guys do want to donate, if I have made you smile or smirk throughout any of these spoken words or podcasts, and I've made you get through any of your days without crying or being upset, which is okay to feel those ways, if I've gotten you to feel stronger, if I've gotten you to feel a certain way, which is through Jesus, so besides thanking me, thank him, if I've been able to choose to do these things and done as much as I can to make sure that you guys and girls feel amazing within your hearts, then it would be great to donate. If not, subscribe and share this with others if they need to hear it. Thank you guys as always and forever. Your guys' love and appreciation and dedication to listen to my spoken words and podcast is very underrated. Like, I'm telling you guys do a lot for me. Even if it's just for seeing, like, 5 listeners within the first, like, minute of posting this. It's just a blessing to know that people are so ready to click on a video when they want to hear about what I have to say. It's a true blessing. So I thank you all for wanting to hear and wanting to listen to what I have to say. It's great. It's amazing. I love y'all. God bless. Much love. Mad appreciated. As always and forever, God bless to the Real Life Relatable Story Tribe. Y'all are amazing. Y'all are sweet. Y'all are humble as heck. And y'all are the greatest fans ever. Don't forget to donate. Don't forget to subscribe. And I will see y'all in the next spoken word episode of the Real Life Relatable Story Podcast.